KB2HXS.
I got me a spark plug from a weed trimmer. I got $138 of the gas. I just had to pay $50 for a daggone lawnmower battery. I've been bled enough for the day. I'm going home.
Okay, how is that $11 hot dog?
It is the ones Mama's making home, and that's what I'm going to eat from now on. Ain't going to be no more $11 hot dogs.
See, that's why I don't go out to eat too much, especially when I'm working. Get out there and get some of that junk food and fast food. Ugh, between the price and the grease, one of them will kill you.
What I used to say about the Beacon over in Spartanburg, if you need an oil change and grease job, go to the Beacon.
We go there once every couple of months. We don't go there. It's not a regular haunt. But Sally and I will go up there and we'll split a meal because, man, they give you so much food.
But if you get onion rings, they're dripping.
Oh, yeah. No. I learned that the first time.
Onion rings around is over at the clock on Wade Hampton. And then there's some pretty good onion rings up here in Inman. Beyond that, yeah, the
clock over there on Poinsett in the middle of Greer there. We love that one. That's a good one.
You know, that's what used to be PYA. It's, I believe it's U.S. General Food Services, and all that is cafeteria stuff they get from them, and they fry it up.
That food hasn't had a sour stomach yet.
Places around recently, I can't afford to go back there. Miss another next day of work, you know, not getting too far from the porcelain throne there, you know.
About those. Now, which clock are you talking about on 29?
University is.
Oh, where, down in town there, down in Greenville?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right. Right there where Wade Hampton crosses 291 Pleasantburg, there's a clock right there that's been there since 1953. And they make their own onion rings. And, buddy, they're good.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Okay, I have to give that one a try.
Good one is that clock over there on Congaree near the Haywood Mall. The guy that owns it used to be partners with the guy on Wade Hampton. And it was their fathers that pretty much had the clock on Wade Hampton for so long. Well, the two boys couldn't get along, so one of them let the other one buy him out, and he moved on, and he's opened that one up over on Congaree near the Haywood Mall, and his are just as good. They do a good job over there, too.
Let the wife know. Next time we are in the mood for the clock restaurant, we'll head over there.
They do a good job, and anyhow, so what are you up to this weekend? You gonna get your Saturday night bath during the day, running around in the rain?
Oh, is it supposed to rain Saturday or Sunday?
I haven't heard the latest. All I know is it's supposed to rain on Monday, and I got to take equipment out on Monday, and I don't have an enclosed trailer, but I got an open trailer.
Well, we got to put some tarps on it. No, actually, I got to go back to a customer's house tomorrow and change out a condenser motor over in Berea. And then right now I'm waiting for the customer to get home so I can get in the house and change his coil out and get this thing done.
A lot of coils lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, Monday was a condensing unit, and today is a coil, evaporated coil for another customer.
Your hammer coils in the compressor. Is that right? I'm asking.
No, the condensing unit is the outdoor unit. The coil I'm changing today is the evaporated coil inside.
Okay. There we go. I knew I had it backwards. Well, so in the meantime, that's why I don't work on HVAC and you do. And that's why you don't work on x-ray machines and I do.
That's right. That's a good analogy.
The loans. The bank and I have got an agreement. They don't play with my x-ray machines and I don't mess with their money.
It's funny. But yeah, I'll open a couple days next week, unless I get another customer to call me.
Plan on Wednesday is the day you got open, right?
Possibly. Do you want to do Wednesday again?
Well, I thought Monday and Wednesday was the only day you had open.
No. That's all done now. I've got any day open now because we don't have to watch the kids.
Tuesday open?
So far.
Tuesday it is.
All right, I'll put it on the calendar, Steve.
What's the date on Tuesday?
I believe that's May 3rd.
I got to check my schedule in my phone and ask my phone if that's all right. But it should be. So we'll plan it tentatively plan for that.
Sounds good. All right, let me get out of here. They should be home here in about 10 minutes or 5 minutes or so. And I will catch you later.
Get yourself about 10 minutes of peace and quiet. Watch the inside of your eyelids until they walk in. Later, Bubby. 73, K4.
NMEA, clear.
Oh, believe me, I take my Dave time all the time. I get a few minutes to sit back. All right, Steve, have a good one. KN4VWA KB2HXS. See y'all.
I've got a special on renting my goats out. That way you don't have to cut the grass. And if you take this offer right away, I'll let you keep the droppings because they're biointegratable and they nourish the ground. How many goats do you need?
On the goats, since I am considering using 4 acres to put a couple of steers on. Matter of fact, probably going to wind up doing that and letting them trim my pastures.
Their droppings are not biointegratable. You could step in those. Now, my goats, they get wet, it sinks into the ground, makes the grass grow better. You know, this is a great opportunity because it's going to rain soon. And if you don't get them out there before it rains, well, I don't know when I'll be able to get them back to you after that.
Cordial offer, and one that I will not allow my wife to hear because I'll have to put up fences and feed them. I won't have to feed them much, but I'll have to make sure they don't get loose and all that good stuff. Yeah, I'll just pass. Well, I'm about to hit the hacienda myself, so you have a good day and try to stay out of trouble today. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
Yeah, you do the best I can. I got my sensors done. I don't know if it's done right, but it's in the envelope. I'll send it in, and I guess if I miss stuff, they'll probably call me and ask me about it. But I haven't did the census in a long time. I don't think they send the census to the same people all the time because I don't remember getting a census before. So it was an experience doing it. Have a nice day. Talk to you when I can. K2SST clear.